This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off hour number two in studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And let's go to the phones, actually, back to Skype, where we've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Good.
Doing well. What's on your mind?
I'd like to discuss the potential future of both the Libertarian Party and the Libertarian Movement.
I'm sure
both Daryl and I, I'm not sure about you guys, have been seeing what's happening in the Libertarian Party, especially within the past 10 years at the national level. Mm-hmm. And even in Alaska, where the Libertarian fronted a horrible candidate despite getting second place, he was basically a Republican in Libertarian clothing. What I was concerned about is, do you think this is the similar route that the Reform Party took, where, you know, Pat Buchanan and his goons came into the party and ripped it away from what it was supposed to be? Do you think that's a potential for what's happening now, especially with people like Gary Johnson and Bob Barr and Derek Michael Reed?
Well, let me first sort of explain a little bit about what the Reform Party was and how it is totally different from the Libertarian Party. The Reform Party did not have an underlying philosophy that it was built upon, other than we're not the Republicans and Democrats. Like, that was their underlying philosophy.
Well, when I think of the Libertarian Party or libertarianism in general compared to conservatism or progressivism, it really is the only philosophy driving a political party. You know what I mean?
Correct.
What's the philosophy of conservatism? And conservatives will have a hard time. Well, you know, we all like smaller government. No, but really, what?
Well, what I was always told growing up is conservatives support traditional values.
Right.
But yet they never could define what traditional values were.
Right.
So, you know, the Republican Party's underlying philosophy is we're not Democrats and we oppose all the things that they support unless it helps us stay in power.
And here's where I get frustrated with, albeit a lot of my friends. You know, I've had friends for years and then suddenly, you know, I'll see
good
on their
friends.
It is good to have friends, but I'll see on their Facebook change. You know, it's like they change their status. You know, to it's complicated. They'll change. You know, their political leanings are now, or you know, I'm now a libertarian. I'm like, while I appreciate that, I think for many people, their sole understanding of libertarian, the word, is I'm tired of Democrats and I'm tired of Republicans, therefore I must be libertarian.
That's what I was going to bring up. My mom has for a long time claimed I am a libertarian.
Right.
But I showed her the libertarian debate on C-SPAN, and believe it or not, the only one she liked at all was Gary Johnson.
How can you not like Gary, though? Come on.
He's a likable. He's a likable guy.
You know what? For me, like, my whole thing, right? And I think a lot of libertarians that are contemplating running for any type of legislative office fails to realize, right, that in order to get anything done, right, because we're all about the individual and individual rights and stuff, but when it comes to politics, you have to be able to work with people. If you're one of those people that I'm an individual, just because you can't get along with anybody else, then you're not going to fare well in politics. That's just how it is. And there's a reason I don't like working with some libertarians, is because they have that mentality where, you know, if you disagree with me on 1 out of 10 things, they focus on that one.
Oh, you'd hate to work with
Ron
Paul.
Depends on the principle.
It doesn't matter, like, principles. Like, I mean, like...
What?
Yeah, exactly. So okay, you would absolutely hate to have to work with Ron Paul.
No, principle... No, I like Ron Paul. I'm all for principles, but... Principles alone are not changing the world. Like, we can all sit here and be like, hey.
So let's talk about Ron Paul, because Ron Paul if even people that don't like Ron Paul will go, you know what, at least he was consistent. He didn't really vary his positions on war, on the fiscal matters, on banking, on currency, on civil or on natural rights or anything like that the entire time. As a result, he really didn't accomplish much. Stefan, would you agree with that?
He accomplished nothing because nobody was willing to embrace his principles. I mean,
right.
These are the major two parties.
He didn't do anything legislatively.
No, I'm just saying that.
I think looking back, I think we could all recognize that Ron Paul had a tremendous impact on our country, which is why I think a lot of us are even using the word libertarian right now.
But I think that, you know, in terms of principles, like, when it comes to running for elections and stuff like that, like, yeah, you can be this principled person, but you have to have a little pragmatism or whatever the word is in order to work with people to get stuff done, right? Because you can't just run on principles and shove your principles down people's throats saying you're a bad person if you don't do this or that. Or, you know, because everybody believes that what they're doing is the right thing.
It was what you had said about, well, they disagree with 1 out of 10 things, therefore they can't be welcome. It depends on what they disagree with. You know, it's similar to what we had in the last libertarian primary. Austin Peterson was fairly good around, but he had some non-libertarian principles such as being pro-life, which I think pretty much disqualifies you from being a libertarian.
I think the thing that disqualifies Austin Peterson from being a libertarian is his statements that he rejects the non-aggression principle, which is the underlying basis for libertarianism.
Okay, see, my whole thing, like, on principles, right? Like, principles are great, right?
No.
Like,
okay,
no, they are.
Go ahead,
okay.
Finish your thought. Then I can't wait to go ahead. Principles are great, but
I know, but I'm saying, right? Like, for me, my principles are like, I care about other human beings. I care about people, right? So I always want to do what I feel like is in the best interest of, like, humanity,
right?
So that said, everything that I've learned over the years has constantly been changing. Like, you know, I used to think, oh, you know, like, we're going to go fight these bad guys in Iraq and whatever. Like, I was sold all of that.
Sure.
Right? So I've basically eaten so much humble pie to get to where I am today that I've acquired a taste for it, right? So I don't ever hold any of my views, not anarchy, not whatever it is. Like, I don't hold anything. Like, okay, for all I know, right? Like, let's say we abolish the federal government. I really have no idea what the hell is going to happen.
I don't think any of us do.
What I'm saying is I consider things, right? No, okay, but this is what I value in candidates, right? Is humility. That's what I value. And that's one thing I liked about Gary Johnson. He might not have been the perfect libertarian, but one thing that he said was, you know, when he got booed for mentioning the fair tax, right? Like, he doesn't completely understand where the rest of us all are on anarchy. Maybe he does. Maybe he just wants to take a slower approach to get there to avoid any catastrophic things that could cause unintended consequences for good people. Like,
but implementing,
and I think that's
a national welfare system,
you know,
that every man, woman, and child goes on to is also going
to
have unintended consequences.
No, but right now, that welfare system exists, okay?
The
and
fair
I don't
tax
think
does
it makes somebody a bad
right
person.
Right.
Yeah, but, okay, Gary's exact words was, if that didn't work, then we can try something else. And you know what, for me, I appreciate that. Like, right now, government exists, and there's people that depend on government to sustain their life. Whether or not you agree with, you know, that, I'm one of those people that, yes, I agree in smaller government, but let's do it in a way that's not going to, like, cause, you know, chaos. We can't just eliminate all government tomorrow, because guess what? Then all the people, like, it would just be, like, it's just not even possible. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, let's do it slow. Like, a doctor's not going to be like, oh, hey, you have a tumor. Let's just hack your freaking head open and grab that crap and, you know, whatever.
I'm sorry, but I have to say what confuses me about incrementalism is whenever it is tried, typically they get halfway there, and then they figure, well, that's good enough. We're better than where we were before. That's why I don't necessarily agree with incrementalism.
Well, because you have a world of 7 billion people, and the battle of information and the arena of ideas is just never-ending. I mean, to get, you know, the one thing issue I have with anarchy is being like, oh, this is going to be the peace of it all, is how do you get 700 million people to agree on what the standards of ethics should be so that not one single person is oppressed?
I personally believe people want to do the right thing. People are naturally good.
Stefan, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. About whatever is on your mind, the future of the libertarian movement, incrementalism, government itself. Do principles even matter?
Yes, they do. And stop trying to act like I'm not principled, okay? Like, I haven't heard anybody.
Nobody said that.
I haven't heard anybody. I am a very principled person. I'm just one of those people that I'm like, I don't want to make, you know, like, I care about people. So I don't want to, like, put out there a suggestion that could potentially, you know, turn America into some worse off country, you know. Like, I'm grateful right now that we have the opportunity to sit here like this and talk and walk into a supermarket and buy food. Like, these are all things I don't take for granted.
And to buy food, you need money, but you don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick, easy to use marketplace where you trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com. Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services listed on Simbi. There are hundreds of thousands of people acting within the symbiotic economy. Go get an account at Simbi.com and take a look around and post your services. Simbi.com. Simbi.com. So there was a question off the air about, do we want to go closer to Venezuela or closer to where the country was 230 some odd years ago?
Well, I think we're here where we are now, right?
Let's discuss
ideas that is going to approve. And you said the country, right? So when we identify as a country, right? So we're limiting our scope of, okay, we care about the people in this general country.
Well, I care about people all over the world.
I do, too.
But you know, I cannot personally influence the political stuff going on in Nicaragua.
Sure. But I think for this conversation, let's just say we're talking about the United States of America. And Heather's statement was she doesn't want to see us become Venezuela. And I agree with you completely on that. What my point is where we have allowed ourselves to come over the last 250 years is much further from 1789. We have, if there were a scale of liberty and freedom and 1789, we're at one end of the spectrum and Venezuela is at the other end. I would say that we're on the Venezuela side of middle,
yep.
That we are a much more socialist oligarchy. We are no longer a republic. We have a very small group of very powerful people that control most of what occurs in our country.
Mm-hmm.
More and more of our economic system is controlled by banks and Wall Street than it is by people.
I could, you know, get into a big long debate about whether or not, you know, quote unquote, we are a republic, because there are a lot of republics where, well, quite frankly, they're communist run. The
sure.
People's Republic of China is a republic, and they have a constitution, which means they're a constitutional republic.
Okay, so when I talk in terms of...
don't mean what a lot of people want them to mean.
Agreed, but I'm going to say that when I talk about a republic, a federal republic, I'm referring to how things were set up in 1789. So that's sort of my baseline. You had a government that was very limited by its constitution, and
yep.
At least for a couple weeks, they obeyed it.
Yep.
Was the average American's purchasing power better back then, though, would you say, as like an individual?
Well,
you know?
Back then, we fluctuated between paper currency and gold as the preferred. And it wasn't just our
and
gold.
And a lot of barter.
Yeah, there was, well, there was some barter, but you could also use, Spanish doubloons and things like that
right.
for currency. So much more of the currency was either based on gold, silver, or foreign coin.
Right, and there was not something called legal tender, where
right.
the federal government said, this is what you must accept.
I'll tell you.
That wound up being implemented during Lincoln's tenure as president, where he had the Treasury issue notes so that he could inflate the currency to pay for his war. Let's go to the phones, and we can definitely continue this. We've got Andrew calling in from Arizona, listening to the call-in line. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right, thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to kind of comment on the people being inherently good. I mean, maybe when they are babies, you're a baby, inherently good. But clearly the state is attracting psychopaths, sociopaths, people who are clearly out to harm others, steal, and in their mind, maybe they are doing good. Maybe they're sincere psychopaths, which maybe that's the definition of a psychopath. They are sincere in what they do, but, you know, being good, no, stealing is still not good. So to ratchet it down incrementally to small stealing, it doesn't make it good, but I understand where she's coming from, that being a welfare state or a fascist state that we live in, you know, it's hard to cut it all at once. And I agree. I like that she's realistically trying to debate it instead of a lot of the debates we usually have, which are kind of like the unrealistic view, considering right. Most people believe in that religion of the state.
Right.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the truth of the matter, right? I've always said that, like, the state is kind of like a manifestation of the psyche of the people in that region, right? So you're going to have the kind of government that reflects the psyche of the people. If you have a very submissive group of people, you're going to have a very dominant government. If you have a very brave and alpha-oriented psyche of the people, you're going to have a government that's being run more by the people and the will of the people. And right now, I think it's the population of America. We have a lot of people that are complaining about government, not doing much about it, not putting their money where their mouth is, not getting out to vote. I mean, look how many people don't show out to vote, don't speak their mind, don't attend protests, you know, until, you know, some something stupid like a Sony Seth Rogen movie, right? Got a bunch of people outraged about that and in the streets. And I don't know, it just seems like a lot of people are using the right to protest for the dumbest things these days. And
they do.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying. I understand where you're going. And there always has to be a level of pragmatism. My take on incrementalism isn't let's shave off part of the federal government. I would rather see these experiments take place in small locales with small numbers of people and then grow from them. If ideas are good, they will expand. I also don't disagree at all with the caller that, yes, as long as you provide positions of power, then psychopathic personalities will pursue them.
Right. And there are even studies that show that even if people aren't seeking power,
right,
but they are given a position of power, they will turn into a petty little tyrant.
Sure.
The Stanford Prison Experiment is probably the best example of that. And then you've got the Milgram Experiments, to where people will just, you know, whatever the guy in the lab coat says,
right,
because the experiment requires you to continue.
He's got a lab coat on.
He's got a lab coat.
They were shocking him and...
Andrew, hold the line. Not sure if you had more. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. What are your thoughts on psychopaths? Are they attracted to power, or does power just create them? This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Free.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we've been talking about incrementalism, the future of the libertarian movement, and that the U.S. government is a lot closer to Venezuela than it is to, you know, what the country was supposed to have been in 1789 when the U.S. Constitution wound up being ratified, which means that, you know, we're not North Korea yet, and there's actually a story about North Korea where, you know, every now and then something not horrible happens to somebody in North Korea. This time it's actually a North Korean soldier who found his way out of North Korea. Story comes from UPI. North Korean soldier, unnamed North Korean soldier, who was part of Kim Jong-un's bodyguard, has defected from the country, wants to get to South Korea, currently in China. Peter Chung, who's the head of Justice for North Korea, which is an activist group in South Korea, said the North Korean defector escaped by crossing the Chinese border on June 10th. The soldier, who was 17 years old and new to his occupation, decided to cross the Yalu River last month. He was training in the North Pyongan province. The North Korean teen had been selected to join a special security unit and was assigned to guard a luxury compound belonging to Kim Jong-un. Chung, again from the group Justice for North Korea, said the soldier appeared to have some knowledge of South Korean culture and society before he entered military service, adding that he decided to leave North Korea owing to his dissatisfaction with the North Korean regime. He had expressed interest in defecting to the South, but is currently in a safe house in China. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that he is safe.
No kidding.
Because the Chinese government does not recognize North Koreans as refugees and often forcibly repatriates defectors. He should soon arrive in South Korea. And there are other North Korean soldiers that have also done the same thing. A couple of them defecting to the South. Primary reason given? The lack of food being supplied to the Army.
Wow. Not the people, but to the Army, because that's right, where they're at. Yeah.
These are soldiers, and when you don't feed your soldiers, and this has been one of the questions that has often been asked on this show about Venezuela, because we had mentioned Venezuela. It's a socialist paradise where you stand in lines for long periods of time, hoping to be able to buy some food. And then when you get into the store, you find that the shelves are empty. And this is one of the questions that's been asked about Venezuela is, what is going to happen when the members of the military that are protecting the leaders stop getting fed?
Right. And that's caused collapses before in other countries. I mean, that's his last line of defense.
Right. And in some countries, you know, the military has wound up having a coup where they overthrow the quote unquote duly elected leader. But when you have no food, that means you have no energy to throw a coup.
Right.
So
I get like stuck on the whole like world peace thing, you know what I mean? Like once you start cutting people off from food, people revert back to their like animalistic primitive ways, you know? I mean, it's just the reality of it. And I don't, you know, the non-aggression principle comes up in the libertarian talk world or whatever all the time. And I'm kind of like one of those people. I feel like a lot of people take this hippie approach like, oh yeah, you know, if there's like one piece of food left, we're supposed to just sit around and hold hands saying kumbaya and not like try to fight for it, but
at the
end of the day, I think the last thing I was going to say is just, I think when it comes to violence, my theory as a mom, right, is like, is it not my job to protect my daughter and to keep her healthy and to keep her alive as long as possible, right? Like, I think I set an expectation like, look, I'm not going to kill you or your family for any reason that I wouldn't expect you to kill me under the same circumstances. Like, I'm not going to kill you for fun. I'm not going to kill you because you said something that upset me and hurt my feelings. But if it came down to survival of the fittest, like, let's go.
Right. The issue with the socialist countries and yep. attempts in the past is government is killing their families. Right. Government kills through starvation.
That's where I wonder, is government kind of like when people agree like to this whole nationalism thing, right? And say,
well, I don't agree to nationalism.
Okay, fine, you don't, but people? I'm saying, right?
Who are all these people?
Is the reason that we have families and stuff, like we all protect each other, right? We all protect our families. They're higher up on our priority list than, let's say, the people on the other side of the country. Like, we take care of our own first. So do people and nationalism and the identifying as a nation, is that basically people looking to increase their tribe in order to preserve their own existence?
No. To me, it's just socialism under a different guise. You can call it nationalism, you can call it whatever you want, but nationalist movements often parallel socialist movements. So in the end, when you say that I'm going to take care of all of you, at some point that means I'm going to make some decisions about how resources, scarce resources, are going to get allocated. And that means, because I'm in power, I have to take care of the people that are immediately around me and protecting me, so that means my military is going to get
fed. But you can have nationalism without the government part of it.
No, you can't have nationalism without government. Nationalism is worship of government. Nationalism isn't worship of a acre of land or a thousand acres or anything else.
We're all Americans, but we don't need the federal government.
And for 99.999% of people, that means when we talk about American, we talk about our system of government, our form of government. What they're actually saying is our government.
Right.
That's the issue. And whether people want to admit that or not, you know,
are human beings, like as a species collectivist, like wolves and like other animals? Like, is this just something that we're not going to be able to evolve?
I think we're kind of pack animals. I think we're happier when we're together, but that doesn't mean
when the packs grow, you end up getting government.
you get some form of organization, but there have been examples in history, and it's the ancient Scots
say,
or something like that.
The Irish. The Irish. The most unorganized.
Was it the Irish? Where it was each village really had no specific leader. They sort of had a council
right.
that made a couple decisions, and then all those guys got together at a higher level, and this thing went on for like 700 years.
But see, that's the thing, is I
there
feel like
no
a lot of anarchists,
government.
Like the anarchist community seems to be the most unorganized. I mean, it's like, it's so hard to find people like Daryl or like Ian that are actually lobbying and doing stuff. There's, most people are anarchists in name only. You know what I mean?
Right,
they're not
but
doers,
you can apply the same thing to Democrats and Republicans. There's a heck of a lot more Democrats out there that bitch and complain all the time and never do anything. And there's
right.
a whole bunch more Republicans
there's this
that
thing
just
called
complain.
The 80-20 rule.
Right.
That 80% of the work is done by 20% of the people.
And that's going to be regardless of what
I feel like, in, like the anarchy community, it's like 2% of the people.
You get that feeling sometimes, but sometimes they are doing their part. Maybe they're practicing agorism, or you know, maybe they're resisting the federal government
right.
in some way that it's not
you know,
very
always
visible.
The behind-the-scenes people as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
There was a podcast I was listening to recently where somebody that's, you know, like some big YouTube celebrity apparently was talking about how big her team is to where, you know, you watch this video of this one person in front of the camera and you don't realize that there's 10 people involved in making that video.
Right, right.
And the same way with a lot of activist sort of stuff, you don't necessarily see all of the behind the scenes people. You don't see all
sure.
of the volunteers in various organizations.
And even here in New Hampshire, I mean, because that's what we're most closely exposed to,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just look at one organization like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of people that in our state actually read the bills that are being proposed, and they rate them on, not on, you know, some arbitrary scale, but how it affects liberty. Is it pro-liberty?
Right.
Is it against liberty? And they put together papers, and they distributed them to lawmakers, the gold standard.
Right.
That's a great example, but there are dozens, Daryl, of people
probably.
That are involved in that.
Yeah.
But I never run into them, and they don't make headlines, but they're all working on it. You know, one of my neighbors reviews bills for them.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about nationalism and North Korean defectors and what happens when you stop feeding your military. Well, I'll tell you, not good things. They wind up crossing rivers to get out of the country in hopes of finding something better. And speaking of something better, how about a better financial system? Well, join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low and transactions are fast and in some cases can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and making governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why. Let's go to Skype, where we've got Kieran calling in. Kieran, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I heard in the last segment you guys were talking about nationalism, and I wanted to talk a little bit about nationalism, especially in the context of the libertarian movement. I'm sure as has been discussed on the show, and as you guys know, like there's a big issue with nationalism, I believe, within the libertarian movement, especially coming from these alt-right fakertarian infiltrators that are calling themselves libertarians and kind of hijacking the movement and, I believe, soiling our name and what we stand for. And a lot of these people have this obsession with Augusto Pinochet, former dictator of Chile, as well as the libertarian philosopher and scholar Hans Hermann Hoppe, and he had this philosophy that a libertarian state could not exist without the forced physical removal of leftists, that it's the responsibility of, I assume, the state, because he doesn't really seem to make it clear in his work, The God That Failed, because he claims to be an anarchist. But
let's physically remove people that don't agree with us. That doesn't sound statist at all.
Yeah, right?
Then he calls himself a libertarian?
Yeah, I mean, he does. Yeah, I mean, he considers himself a libertarian. But
Jews out of here, right?
Yeah. I was listening to the Napster podcast, and the Napster made a good point, is that Hans Hermann Hoppe, and this is kind of going back to what you said, Chris, about how nationalism is, in one degree or another, socialism, because nationalism is about collectivism. Well, Hans Hermann Hoppe was educated in Frankfurt in Germany, which is literally like the scholarly center of leftist Marxist socialist thinking.
Sure.
You know? And it seems to have come through in his philosophy that, you know, we can't have a libertarian state without, you know, removing everybody who disagrees with you, which is kind of what...
But I don't think he wants to remove everybody that disagrees, only the people that he sees as quote-unquote leftist.
Yeah,
right. My understanding of Hoppe's philosophy is he's completely okay with the social conservatives that want to control what you do in your bedroom.
Wait, what's his name?
Hans Hermann Hoppe. H-O-P-P-E.
Then he needs to make the Hoppe party, and then he can decide who can be in his little party, okay? But when you're part of the Libertarian Party, you got to compromise, you got to work with people.
I don't think he's a member of the LP.
Okay, well, he can have his own little Hoppe party.
But interestingly, he is a member of, you know, he's a, I think, a recognized fellow at the Mises Institute, which is arguably a pretty big libertarian.
Arguably.
Unfortunately, some libertarian people think tank can't work in groups.
Yeah, Hoppe, he's a complicated guy because I think he was kind of started as a real Rothbardian. I mean, he was very close to Rothbard, and I think he just sort of took those ideas to an extreme. You know what I mean? If you take the core ideas of anarcho-capitalism, which is where I think Hoppe really started out, it's just sort of became this... thought game to, okay, well, if we did this, what would the next step be, and so on and so on. So he's an interesting guy. It concerns me, too. I guess that's what I'm saying. I think that you can take any idea, and if you keep on with it to its most extreme point, it becomes something that is not positive anymore.
And I think one problem that some people within the, you know, quote-unquote libertarian movement have is basically hero worship. Now, they're not going to call it that, but I can't tell you the number of people that I've heard say, well, Rothbard said blah, 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 so therefore, you know, it must be, well, no.
Yeah.
Just because Rothbard said something, or just because Spooner said something, or just because Bastiat said something, or just because Hoppe said something, or just because Daryl said something, doesn't mean anything other than somebody said something.
Yeah, we all put on our pants the same way, so.
Yeah,
I do, because I've intentionally put both of my feet through the holes and pulled them up just so I can say that I've put my pants on two legs at a time.
Oh, there you go.
I'm a contrarian.
It's
what I do.
You are a contrarian. I do agree with that. And you know, it's easy to find. If you find that one guy and maybe he's somewhat scholarly and he's written some books and you feel that you can use his words in a certain way to further your point of view, then
so
people
to
tend to jump on it. And
I tend to
it
have,
is a shame.
Like, I have people that I kind of keep as, like, my library of people whose opinions I value. You know what I mean? Like, in different fields, I have a few friends that, like, I have a friend that's an economics professor for, like, 20-something years. He's written, like, 5 books. So when I have, like, questions about economics and stuff and, like, oh, what would happen if this, like, I generally tend to seek out opinions from people that I value, that have spent more time critically, you know what I mean, like, microscope time on these areas of philosophy or whatever, you know what I mean? That's kind of how I...
Well, it's a good starting point, and there are a lot of very interesting thinkers, I think, in the libertarian heritage. And and like you said, you just, you can't, you have to look at the totality of their work, you have to realize what makes sense to you, because that's really all that it comes down to.
I don't believe the people that have that standing on a platform, this is how everything is. Those are the people I'm least likely to take seriously.
Kieran?
I was going to say, I mean, I understand, you know, hero worship, talking about individual philosophers and their impacts on people, but I think the bigger issue here is the message. And I don't think it's necessarily about Hoppe, is that people are using the works of Hoppe, especially The God That Failed, to kind of justify their idea of immigration control, which is a huge issue right now. And it's something that's really causing a schism. That's one of the main splitting issues within the party, within the movement, whatever you want to call it, among libertarians in general, is open versus closed borders. And,
the people that,
I've always said, I'm on the wall.
By and large, the people that are supporting, you know, so-called closed borders will cite Hoppe to give their xenophobia some form of legitimacy.
That's a good point.
And then other people say, well, some really famous guy allegedly said this thing, so therefore it must be true. And that was my point about the whole hero worship thing, is when people use other people to justify their own position and then convince people to agree with their horrible position because, well, somebody else said it too.
Right. Yeah. All I can say is I read one book of Hoppe's. It's been several years ago, and I don't even recall which one it was. I've met the guy a couple times. He's very charming. He's a nice guy.
He probably
But again, I just can't speak
too
much.
You only say he's nice because he didn't physically remove you from the smoking area.
I was not thrown out of a helicopter.
You weren't wearing your leftist badge.
But yeah, there's a lot of people. I guess if you have been so convinced that Hoppe has all the answers, then I would encourage anybody to go read Rothbard and read Mises and read
Bastiat.
Read Bastiat, yeah. Great example.
Mary Ruart,
excellent choice.
Healing Our World.
Right. There's
amazing book.
All kinds of libertarian philosophy out there.
Though, have you guys ever read books on like other things, like communism, this, that, the other thing? You know what I mean? Like, or
The Manifesto.
Do you know what I mean? Because we tend to naturally read stuff that kind of like expands off what we already know. Like, did you ever like go into a completely different...
I was a hardcore neocon for 30 years before I found liberty. So in that aspect, yes.
Kieran, thank you for the call. And I did not become a libertarian by reading philosophy books. I became one by seeing that government screws up everything it touches. This is Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you really don't know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emerging technology still. It's still in beta and it's sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.